Okay, hello everyone. Welcome. My name is Mark Hodge, head coach at Rockwell Trading. And here's what's happening in the markets today. It is Friday, October 22nd. And let's go ahead and just jump to the charts here. Let me go ahead and share my S&P chart here, SPX. We're going to take a look at the overall markets, what's moving the markets, what you need to know. And it's been an interesting couple of weeks and an interesting couple of days. First, let's take a look at what happened yesterday. The S&P 500 making new record highs, fresh record highs, up 0.3% yesterday on a seven-day win streak. So the S&P 500, after all of this choppiness that we had in September and the beginning of October, we see here that October 13th up day, and after that, seven straight days of gain. So a pretty impressive rally. A lot of this just really tied to earnings season and people being optimistic about these companies. So we'll talk more about earnings, but S&P, nice day yesterday and finishing with new records. The Dow finished slightly lower. I mean, this is just flat. You could barely call this a loss. 6 points is nothing for the Dow, and it's trading at 35,603 points here. But Dow, after making fresh intraday highs on Wednesday, the Dow down just slightly yesterday. The NASDAQ coming back a little bit. NASDAQ up 0.7% yesterday. And NASDAQ is about 1.4% away from its record highs. So the NASDAQ kind of lagging for a little bit, now coming back, and looks like it's in a position to possibly take out those highs. And this is where it gets interesting, because if we take a look at U.S. 10-year yield, we've talked about the yield and yields putting pressure on growth stocks because of borrowing costs that could put a damper on future gains. The yield's actually been climbing higher here. If we look at the yield's back near highs that we saw in March when the NASDAQ first started to experience some weakness there. And the yield yesterday was higher in spite of the NASDAQ rally. So yield pulling back a little bit today. NASDAQ up yesterday, not quite at those record highs like the S&P and the Dow, but the NASDAQ making a nice little run. Now, this morning, we see that the mini Dow futures are up slightly, e-mini S&P futures are basically flat, and NASDAQ futures are slightly lower. Some of that has to do with some social media names, and we'll take a look at earnings here and why that might be the case. But I want to take a look at the VIX here. Do traders have no fear in this market right now? Or is there short-term memory loss? Look at the VIX here. The VIX is trading at 15.17, right? For those of you not familiar with the VIX is also known as the fear index because it tracks premium in S&P 500 options. And that options premium, when the option premium increases, there's expected more volatility in the market and traders are fearful, right? When everything's complacent, everybody's the markets are just moving higher. There's no fear. The options premiums are shrinking and the VIX is getting lower. And if we look at this chart, the VIX is at lows that we haven't seen since before the pandemic hit. If we look at a weekly chart here, with a weekly chart, this is the lowest close, if it holds up, since February of 2020. So fear has left the building, and right now it looks like traders don't care. So we'll see if this continues, but real interesting to see that after a quick spike at the end of September, the VIX has just plummeted and is now trading at, almost 2-year lows. All right. So what's going on in the markets? Let's take a look at Intel here. Let's go to INTC. And Intel reported earnings. Traders are chipping away at recent gains with Intel down 10% pre-market. Look at this. After Intel, you know, spending some time in this range and trading at highs that traders hadn't seen since July, Intel down 50, down trading around 50 bucks a share. Intel, just a wild one when it comes to earnings. You look at these earnings gaps and earnings gap down, earnings gap down, earnings gap down. So trying not to disappoint the pattern here, earnings gap down. This has to do with Intel predicting lower profit margins because of investments in technology. So they're basically saying that, hey, these upcoming earnings releases, the profit margin is probably going to be a little bit lower because we're pumping money into some technology investments. They beat earnings expectations this quarter by 60 cents a share, but sales were also below analyst expectations. So pre-market, Intel not seeing any love and down 10%. So a pretty big drop for Intel. Another stock getting hammered here. This is Snap. So Snap down 22%. Huge, huge drop for Snap. We look at this chart here, and after kind of stuck in this range for months, we're back down at lows not seen since July, down 22%. So Snap reported earnings, and the biggest concern here is slowing growth. So there are growth concerns that have come after Apple recently changed its privacy rules. And that change has made it harder to get information from users, which social media companies, and Snap in particular, used to target ads towards users. So Snap basically said, hey, we're going to see lower growth because of these changes. They reported better than expected earnings. Their earnings were up a little bit better than expected. I had 17 cents a share better with revenue slightly below forecast. But the real concern here is growth and how Apple's recent privacy changes have made it harder to target ads towards users. And that's actually carrying over into other stocks as well. If we look at Facebook, Facebook down 4.5%. So Facebook getting hit. They report earnings next week. So they report earnings on the 25th. And they're having some carryover from Snap's earnings. Also, if you take a look at Twitter, Twitter down 4.3%. So similar situation. Twitter reports on the 26th. So Twitter and Facebook have earnings coming out, but down today because of Snap's concerns and their announcement that they see slower revenue growth. Let's take a look at a few more here. Boston Beer. What, I forgot to look up this. Sam, that's right. I should know that. There we go. So Boston Beer. Boston. Down 3.3%. So there's a buzz around Sam Adams Brewer this morning. They're also seeing a little bit of a hit because the company reported an unexpected loss for the quarter. And this unexpected loss came from sales that were weaker than expected with their hard seltzer sales. So this seems to be a theme. Everybody seemed to dive right into the hard seltzer. And it seems like nobody learned their Zima lesson, but companies are really trying to push hard seltzer. And it seems like the sales just aren't stacking up like they wanted them to. Maybe just traditional beer and microbrews are the way to go. But Boston Beer down 3%. Let's take a look at another one. AXP, American Express. American Express reported earnings, and they're up almost 3%. And is this a record high for American Express? Looks like it. Looks like it. Here, let me reset that chart. Yeah. AXP, American Express. We'll go back to a daily. So American Express had a strong quarter reporting earnings that beat expectations. Earnings came in at $2.27 a share, and pre-market is trading at $182.73. They beat the forecast of $1.80, also had better revenue, and the strong earnings were helped by record card member spending. So record card member spending. I hope people could pay off those cards. Otherwise, that might not be the best thing. But record card member spending. Don't leave home without it. But I guess in the pandemic, you could spend from home as well. AXP doing okay, up 3% on an earnings beat. Let's look at Honeywell. So Honeywell, a Dow component, reporting earnings. Actually, Honeywell flat for the day. Just kind of curious if the Dow is going to see some love and be able to make new highs today. Not really getting any help from Honeywell. They reported mixed earnings with earnings per share better by 3 cents, but revenue slightly lower than expected. The company said that they still see strong growth, but they're facing tough supply chain issues. So they see growth. They announced that, but they tackled the supply chain issue. And it sounds like they're able to manage that. And this is a key thing in earnings that I think is going to pop up more and more. What's going on with the supply chain issues and increased prices? Are we going to see companies continue to say that there are issues there? At least for today, it sounds like companies addressed the issues but said that we've got this, right? And actually, Mattel, a similar situation. Let me bring up MAT. So Mattel, they're up over 7% pre-market. So a nice earnings jump here, trading back near highs of the year. And they reported better than expected earnings. Profits, 10 cents better than expected. But more importantly, they said that supply chain issues would not prevent the company from seeing a strong holiday season. So again, they tackled the supply chain issues. They said, hey, this is here, but we got this. And it's not going to affect the holiday season. Traders like that news. And Mattel is up 7.6% pre-market. You know, a few other things to take a look at. One, Evergrande, that's been the issue, the Chinese developer that, you know, if we go back here, look at the S&P, even though that was an issue that had been, you know, going on for a while, that initially caused this drop here that sent traders into some worries and concerns there. They actually have sent funds for a key interest payment that was due on September 23rd. So there were concerns that they would default there, but there is a 30-day grace period. And according to Chinese state media Securities Times, I want to believe that. Chinese state media Securities Times said on Friday that this the funds have been remitted for this key interest payment ahead of the 30-day grace period. So there were concerns about the default. Looks like maybe they're going to be able to make that payment. Those funds were sent to Citibank, I believe, and Citibank refused to comment. But sounds like people are optimistic about that one. We can also take a look at Bitcoin here. Bitcoin, let's come down to my watch list. There we go. Bitcoin. So blasting through record high, 6-month highs, and just taking off. Bitcoin took a little bit of a hit with other cryptos yesterday. Bitcoin down 5.7%, bouncing back a little bit above 63,000 today with a 2% gain. So Bitcoin and other cryptos on the move. It looks like futures markets are rather quiet. The NASDAQ taking a little bit of a hit, probably with some of those social media companies suffering because of the privacy rule changes and growth concerns. But overall, markets are setting up for a quiet open. So we'll see what happens. That's going to do it for today's stock market update. Hope you like the review. Hope you like the covering of certain earnings players and a few maybe not so good puns, but I hope you like those anyways. If you did, give the video a thumbs up, and we'll see you Monday. Take care, everybody, and happy trading.